Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today in this episode of Ask Pat. This is episode 857. Well, that's a weird intro. It's different from the other ones for some reason. Anyway, we have a great question today from Brandon. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that I love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support. And if you have a moment to head on over to iTunes after the episode, please do that. Look up Ask Pat and leave a review for the show. That's all I'm asking you today. Thank you. And now here's today's question from Brandon.
Hey, Pat. This is Brandon Yost. I'm the owner of Vegetable, a farm-to-food truck business that I'm now looking to turn into a franchise. So I started this business basically from scratch. I've been running the farm and the food truck by myself. And now that I've done it, starting from nothing, I want to share this idea and help others start the same kind of business. So I've already made a great connection with the top influencer and actually my number one target in a space that has an audience that I want to get in front of. They've asked me to film a course as part of their online curriculum on how this model works and the details behind it. I've already got the script. I already know what I want to say. But, you know, it's going to be that time soon where I'm standing in front of the camera and I need to talk into it. And so this is causing me quite a bit of anxiety because even though this opportunity massively excites me and I'm going to do it, I feel a bit of intimidation on how I'm going to come off and present myself when the cameras are rolling. So do you have any advice on how I present myself with confidence, just as I would when I'm talking to somebody one-on-one? Thanks.
Brandon, thank you so much for the question. I think a lot of the people who are listening to this right now can totally understand where you're coming from. So first of all, it's okay to be nervous. Don't worry. This stuff doesn't come naturally. Definitely didn't come natural to me. And to be honest, it was something that I kind of just got more comfortable with as I started to do more of it. So, I mean, the first piece of advice I have for you is to just know that it's okay to be nervous and actually understand that that nervousness is a sign that this is actually something very meaningful to you, which should hopefully drive you to, you know, to excellence here. Now, excellence doesn't necessarily mean being perfect. And don't worry about being perfect. Just be yourself. And obviously that's much easier said than done. And once the cameras are on and you see that red dot recording you, you know, you may freeze and that's okay. But here's the thing, practice makes perfect. And there are opportunities probably right now to be able to practice before you actually go live. Now, I don't know when this episode goes out versus when you are coming out with the course or starting to film it. But if I capture you beforehand with this answer, what I would recommend is actually, hey, go live on Facebook and just practice, even if it's with friends or family, even if there are no viewers, it's going to help you learn to just get comfortable with being in front of a camera. And sometimes you just have to get through that mess first before you can become the best that you can be. And obviously, every time you do it again, you're going to get better and that kind of thing. Now, here's the other thing. Rehearsing with the scripts and, you know, getting familiar with the content and realizing that you are the expert here, that's going to give you confidence as well. I mean, this is going into public speaking tips and things like that. Like, remember, people are there to learn from you. They are not there to criticize you. They are not, they want their time to be worth their while, right? So when you consider that, when you get on camera or when you get up on stage, it really puts you in the right frame of mind in terms of, you know, you're getting support from people here, and nobody's against you. I mean, we are our own worst enemy, usually. And of course, you know that. This is where this is coming from. And then the final piece of advice I have for you is, remember, when you're recording, again, like I said earlier, you don't have to be perfect, but realize that, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to just, hey, put that moment pass you and try again, and just keep doing that. And again, like I said, over time, you will get better at this, even within a short period of time, like even a half hour. I mean, I remember some of the first courses that I recorded with my buddy Caleb, who's my videographer. We had recorded a number of lessons to start, and they were kind of rough, but you know, we got through them. And as the course went on, you know, lesson four and on, you know, I started to get more comfortable. I started to get in a groove. And then what did we do? Well, after we finished through the entire course and all the lessons, I went back to lesson one, two, and three and re-recorded those. And, you know, looking at them side by side, it's obvious that the later recordings of those lessons were much, much better. So, you know, you got to get through that muck and that mess to get to the good stuff. And, you know, you might even have to record through those and then just scrap them later. You can always scrap things later. There's this thing called post edit. I mean, you're not going live with this as you are recording, which is great. So that should put your mind at ease too, because much like with a blog post, while you edit, you know, you're just creating it as you go. You know, obviously with some guidance from your outline and scripts and your knowledge and your expertise, but you can always go back and refilm certain parts. Or if you make a mistake, just say, okay, I'm going to do that again, and keep rolling, and have yourself or somebody in post edit kind of make it seamless, and you'll just go from there. So Brandon, I want to wish you the best of luck. This is so exciting. Sounds like an amazing opportunity, and I'm sure you're going to knock it out of the park. So I think we're all rooting for you. And for anybody else out there who's struggling with confidence on camera, you know, hopefully this has been helpful to you. Now, Brandon, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And like I said earlier, hey, if you have a moment, just head on over to iTunes, leave a review for Ask Pat. I appreciate each and every single review that comes through, and I look forward to reading them. Thank you so much. Now, here's a quote to finish off the day by Saul Steinberg. The life of a creative man is led, directed, and controlled by boredom. Avoiding boredom is one of our most important purposes. Now, hopefully I've kept you from being bored today. And if so, I appreciate you. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.